Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of April, tax deadline day. Anyway, have you ever met someone that kind of had an elitist mentality, kind of had the idea that they were just a little bit better than everybody else, had their nose stuck up in the air? I've never met someone like that. I know I've met people like that in my life. In fact, there's even groups of people that have little cliques. When I was in school, there was cliques. There were people that were in the clique. There were people that went to my school that were children of some of the leaders of the school, and they were put up on a higher pedestal than everybody else. They were in the clique. Mark's going to read chapter 2 of James today, and he starts out and says, "Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons." I've been around a lot of people that showed respect to certain people. You know who I am? You know who my father is? Do you know where they graduated from school? They graduated cum laude. It says in this chapter, "If there come one in the assembly with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there came also a poor man in vile raiment, ye have respect to him to wear the gay clothing." Now, I'm not talking about gay in the way we use it today. It means expensive clothing. "And say to the poor, stand now there or sit under my footstool." Well, this is kind of what goes on in our society, you know. The people that have the biggest houses, drive the biggest, the most expensive cars, go on the most expensive trips, have the most expensive suits, go to the most expensive restaurants, are treated different than people who are considered trailer trash and go through a drive-through restaurant. "Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats?" I know one thing, I've probably been taken advantage by more people with money than people without money. So anyway, this is kind of what this is about. He says that man is justified by works, and man is justified not by faith only. Well, I think he's talking here about justified before men, not before God, because our works do not justify us before God as far as our salvation is concerned. Christ is the one that paid the price for our salvation. But Paul says in another place, be careful to maintain good works. Be not weary in well-doing. That's what I think James is saying here. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter. And, you know, a man can show their faith by their works. Demonstrated by their works. The old saying, talk is cheap, right?
James chapter 2, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man, vile raiment, Yeah, respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou here, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convicted of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet offend at one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do you. So do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath shown no mercy, hath rejoiced against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful of the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that thou hast work, that thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness, was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Well, that one verse there says an awful lot. He says that whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. You know, some people have what I call pet sins to point out in other people. Like, for an example, they will say, look at that person's past life. Look at their past sins. They did this or they did that. But they forget that they are still in the battle of sin themselves. If we offend, it says if we offend in one point, we're guilty of all. The only hope we have is that Christ has died for all of our sins. And so it behooves us not to point out everybody else's sins, right? May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.